We duck out of the BBC World Service there and start the new day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. News briefing is coming up after the shipping bulletin, and then at 6:15, as winter approaches and energy prices rise, the ability to generate your own power is increasingly attractive to farmers. We'll hear about potential ways to do that in Farming Today after our prayer. Looking ahead to this afternoon, Kim Cattrall stars in our drama.
On BBC Radio 4.
He's got to convince Congress to give him an open checkbook now.
A new audio drama telling the history of the CIA from the inside out.
The public demonstrations have all been organized by Iranians. I can say that with hand on heart.
Starring Ed Harris and me, Kim Cattrall.
Do you just want to hear what you want to hear? Or are you asking for a professional assessment from CIA's senior female analyst of estimative probabilities?
Central Intelligence on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Just got a cable from Washington.
I'm not listening.
We can't stay here.
Starts this afternoon at 2:15.
Now here's Stav Dineos.
Thanks very much, Jane. Good morning to you, and now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday the 13th of September. There are warnings of gales in Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Baillie, Faroes and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. High, Sol, 1028, expected Plymouth, 1032 by midnight tonight. Atlantic low expected 200 miles southwest of Iceland, 980 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, northwest 3 to 5, backing south or southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers at first, good. North at 0, south at 0. Westerly or northwesterly, backing southerly later, 3 to 5. Showers, good. 40s, Cromarty 4th. West or northwest 3 or 4, backing southwest later 5 or 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Tyne, Dogger, north or northwest, backing southwest 3 to 5. Fair, good. Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames. North or northwest 3 to 5, backing west 3 or 4 later in Humber and Thames. Showers, good. Dover, White, north 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or 4, fair, good. Portland, Plymouth, northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then southeasterly 3 or 4 later, fair, good. Biscay, southeast Fitzroy, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in southeast Fitzroy, fair, good. Northwest Fitzroy, Sol, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, but variable 2 to 4 at first in east, fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Irish Sea, fair, good. Shannon, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in north, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Baillie, west or southwest 3 to 4, backing south or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later, rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, west or southwest 3 to 5, backing south 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, showers, rain later, moderate or good. Faroes, cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later, rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 later, perhaps storm 10 later in west, rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Now weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west northwest 3, rain 22 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest 3, recent rain 16 miles, 1021, now falling. Lerwick, west by north 3, 24 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Lucas, west 3, 30 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Bridlington, west northwest 2, 1024, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north by west, 6, 11 miles, 1,022. Jersey, north-northeast, 3, 35 miles, 1,024, rising slowly. Scilly Automatic, northeast by north, 2, 14 miles, 1,027, now falling. Valentia, northeast, 2, 24 miles, 1,027, steady. Ronald's Way, north-northeast, 1, 22 miles, 1,026, rising slowly. Malin Head, south by west, 2, 16 miles, 1,025, now rising. Now here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Friday, the 13th of September. To the general situation, the strong and showery northwesterly flow will gradually ease as a ridge of high pressure builds in from the west. Later on Friday, the ridge will then give way to strong southwesterly winds in northwestern waters. Cape Breton to Rattray Head, including Orkney, west 4 or 5, backing southwest 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6 later. Showers, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, westerly, backing southwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 later, mainly fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west or northwest, backing south or southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later, mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or northwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then south or southwest 2 to 4 later, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or 4 later, mainly fair, good. North Foreland to Salty Bill, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good. Salty Bill to Lyme Regis, north or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North or northeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then south 2 to 4 later, mainly fair, good. Land's End, St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwesterly 3 or 4 in west, mainly fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, fair, good. Isle of Man, north or northeast 3 or 4, backing southwest 4 or 5, increasing 5 or 6 later, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Westerly 3 or 4, backing southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in north, occasional rain in north, good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, backing southerly 4 to 6, fair then occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Westerly 3 or 4, backing southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in north, occasional rain or drizzle, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West, backing south or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, rain or drizzle, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Shetland Isles. West or southwest 3 to 5, backing south 4 to 6 later, occasionally 7 later. Showers, rain or drizzle later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. And that completes your shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in just a few minutes time, but for now I'll hand you back to Jane Steele.
Thank you, Stav. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Friday the 13th of September. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. Keir Starmer is in Washington for talks with President Biden after Vladimir Putin warned allowing Ukraine to strike Russia with Western weapons risks a wider war. A citizens' jury has said the law on assisted dying in England should be changed to allow terminally ill adults to get help to end their lives. In business, it's confirmed that a ban on junk food adverts being shown on television before the watershed will come into force next year. And in sport, a hearing into charges against Manchester City over alleged breaches of the Premier League's financial rules begins on Monday. Sir Keir Starmer is in Washington for talks with President Biden after Vladimir Putin issued a warning about the dangers of loosening restrictions on the use of weapons supplied by the West to Ukraine. The Russian leader said that Europe and the United States would be in direct conflict with Moscow if they allowed Kyiv to attack Russian territory with long-range Western missiles. In response, Sir Keir stressed Ukraine's right to self-defence. Lord Darroch, a former British ambassador to the United States, said Sir Keir and Joe Biden will be weighing up which is greater, the risk of escalation or the need to help Ukraine.
Given that the Russians are making very slow, but nevertheless some progress in Ukraine, how relevant to the next phase of this battle would this move that President Zelensky is asking for be? I mean, I just wonder whether the risks are worth the benefits. It will be a real discussion between Biden and Starmer.
The first citizens' jury has backed a change to the law on assisted dying in England to allow terminally ill adults to have help to end their life. The research group, the Nuffield Council on Bioethics, commissioned the study to explore the views of the public, choosing members of the jury to be representative of the population. This man, Ashok, was among the 30 people who spent 8 weeks hearing evidence.
It was an amazing experience, and it was nerve-wracking, it was sensitive. It was like a mixed emotion to be part of this, actually, because it is a very sensitive topic to be deliberated. Our jury members wanted the terminally ill people not to suffer and prolong the agony and to have the option to choose to die in their own country rather than going abroad to die.
Donald Trump has ruled out holding another US presidential debate with Kamala Harris. The Republican candidate told supporters in Arizona that he had clearly won the encounter against his Democratic rival. He was speaking at the first election rally since the debate on Tuesday, in which he was widely considered to have fared poorly. At an election rally in North Carolina, Ms. Harris told supporters there should be another one.
Two nights ago, Donald Trump and I had our first debate. And I believe we owe it to the voters to have another debate. Because this election and what is at stake could not be more important.
Figures obtained by BBC News show that on two occasions last year, charter flights to deport illegal immigrants from the UK left with just one passenger on board. Critics say the flights to Poland